We are on shiur number 8 in our business review. A few shiurim ago, we discussed handshake and halacha. This will dovetail that shiur and discuss the inyun of being shomer negi in the workplace and different shilas that might come up during travel. One, of course, is traveling to work, taking buses, subways, the kiruv buser that happens there, as well as do I have to change my seat on the plane because of possible negiah shilas that might come up on the plane, inadvertently touching people. What is that shita? So that's what we're going to review today with Hashem's help. So we'll sense a bit of a review. There'll be a sense of a review of the last year a little bit, but there'll be a lot of chidushim here. We did say in the last year, the machlekes in the Rambam. Now we know that the codifiers of halacha, the Rambam, of course, in being very famous, probably, though, the most famous of the codifiers of halacha is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, of course, probably is the most interesting, because besides trying to figure out which of the 613 mitzvot in the Torah, what are they, in fact, there is a question as to who wrote this wonderful Sefer. We know that it was written in Spain, and we know not who the author was. There is a potential that it was the Ra'a, Harav Aaron Halevi, or possibility it was Rav Pinchas Halevi, I believe his brother. We do not know who wrote it. Those are the famous Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban took the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos and has Hasagos on it. He adds and subtracts. Most famously, of course, he adds the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as being, for sure, one of the mitzvahs min HaTorah, and then has to subtract something. So here's one of the things that the Ramban would take out. The Rambam used our pasuk in Achrimos, Ish Ish El Kol She'er B'saro Lo Tekrev Legalot Erev Ani Hashem, Ve, and this is important, Ve El Isha Benida Tama Lo Tekrev Legalot Erev. Two separate really yisurim. One is that a man cannot come close to any woman who is not his wife, and even if it's a wife, if she's a nida, she's also aser. She has all the laws, and even more strict laws, of being shomer negia. We have things called harchakos that we follow that are even stricter because of the great close relationship that they have. The Rambam codifies this in his codification in Yisurei Bia, of the halacha, and writes this in Sefer Mitzvos as well, where he says, Kol habala erva. Ben arayz ben derech evarim, oshen chibuk v'nishuk, derech taiva v'nana v'kira basar, harayz elokim min atoy. There's an isur midarayz, according to the Rambam, when a person has nana v'kira basar, when he has any form, it would appear, of negiyah that I would call to be sensual. Pasuk says, lo tzikor v'z erva, quotes another pasuk, lo tzikor v'z v'vin midei gila arayz, anything that's going to lead to gila arayz. Now the Ramban, and correctly so, questions this, and says, this is in Rambam's mitzvah, Lo Sase Shimnun Gimel, Afila Belobia, Kigon Chibuk Venishuk, the Adoim Elohem. The Rambam says that that all would be Aser. Ulashon Sifrailu, Namar, Ve'el Eshas Benidasa Tuma Lot Kerev Legolot Erva. As the Pasuk says, when it comes to Anida, Ainli Ella Shaloli Ga'ala Shaloli Karveno, that you shouldn't come close. That's speaking about the Isra of Nida. And he says, this is an Asmachta Be'alma. Ki Etzlama Isra Midrabanan. O Yiyam and Atar Dekulim Ahanilei. Aval Ein Ze Iker Midrash Be'lav Ella Kra Asmachta Be'alma. He says it's very hard for us to come along and say that this is an Isra Midaraisa. Even the Rambam writes that the reason why it's Asra Midaraisa is because you're going to come close to the Daraisa of the actual Isser, which is, of course, the Isser the Oraisa, which all agree of what would be Bia with either the woman Benidoso or with someone that is not your wife. So that is a very serious question of this Machloikis. And of course, there's Nafka Midas Lahalacha, because one could assume, number one, we said that maybe we can get around the Rambam. Again, what's the real Nafka Mina? If it's really Nisa Doraisa, we're going to have a hard time getting around it in any shape or form. However, we could even answer the Rambam and say the Rambam writes, Derech Taiva, there's no Derech Taiva here. And we share the shitas of Rav Chaim David, Rav Chaim or Berlin, as being one possible heter in quoting this and saying that this certainly is not Derech Taiva. Rav Chaim Berlin in his Nishmas Chaim about shaking hands, in that area, not necessarily in any other area, but shaking the hands. And we, of course, we shared the Shita of Aaron Soloveitchik, Rabbi Meiri, who says, they gave the example, of course, by the Talmud in Yerushalmi, Masechta Sota, of Minifa, by the Sota, that he touched her hand. Korban Eidah says it definitely could have been someone strong, because Ein Yetzar Motze Mishat Mutetes. There's no Isser when there's Kaddish things happening, or you could say that even according to the Rambam, there'd be no Derech Taiva. And therefore, we could find Heterim over here. Furthermore, we could argue, as I said, that the Ramban, Nachmanides, is talking about an Issum Derabbanan. And once we have an Issum Derabbanan, so one could also argue that we could be a bit more mako when it comes to that. Rav Moshe Feinstein has perhaps the most famous tshuva on the casual touching issue. Chutzmi, the tshuvas we quoted of Rav Moshe, where we went a little bit back and forth on what really Rav Moshe Shita was about handshake and halacha when it was a shasat chak, an emergency situation. The woman stuck her hand out and there's going to be definitely a question of embarrassing her. So Rav Moshe seems to say in the tshuvas, there are those that allow it and don't say anything to them. Yesh al mi she yismuchu, they have what to rely on, but he didn't allow it. And others say no, that when people asked him the shaila, he was more mako. Yaakov Kamenetsky brings such a heter as well. But we didn't want to rely on that, of course. We then pointed out as well another tshuva of Rav Moshe's, and this even in our tshuvas, when we discussed, of course, about our shir about yichud that we gave, that there are certain times where there is a what I would call a professional heter, where we give a heter based on the fact that we know that, for example, a doctor, which is, I think, I hope, quite obvious, that nobody says that a woman should, when she goes to the doctor, should make sure it's a woman doctor. She does not have to do that. She doesn't have to pick. And in fact, it's funny, but in the Hasidic community, they dafka only go to men doctors. So they certainly don't hold from this halacha, and this is kind of what we're discussing when we discuss the musical chair issue. That may be for other societal reasons that they don't encourage women to become doctors, but chozos. I had just an interesting story to tell. One of my friend's fathers, he's an audiologist, and the Satmar Rebbe, Rav, I believe if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yoelish's wife would come to him, and he would come with a whole entourage, and a black Cadillac with a whole entourage. And they would come in to make sure, you know, she has to be seen right away, Malchus, you know. And happened to be that he was working with a woman who was also an audiologist. And he thought about it, he said, the Satma Rebbe's wife, no, I'm not to touch her, maybe it's inappropriate. So he went to one of the Gaboyim and he said, listen, if the Rebbeson wants, we also have a woman audiologist. So he looked at him like a little bit like he was crazy and he said, doctor, what do you think? The Satma Rebbetzin's a fanatic. She's crazy. Nah, it's okay. What he didn't understand was that she didn't believe that you should go to a woman doctor b'cholzos. But we're not machmir on this. This is not a chumrah that we take out. Why? Because, as we said before, Mishal Mutetis, just like Rav Moshe says this tshuva and others, in professional situations, we're not afraid that type of touch would be allowed. However, it's clear and should be pointed out, this doesn't apply in every single case of professional situations. I get shilas, I've gotten shilas about, what about my barber? What about my massage therapist? What about a PT? These are all very interesting shilas. So I would argue that when it comes to a non-professional, and I'm going to bifurcate the different things we just said, a haircut, so again, yes, it's a professional thing. She's not really touching you so much. I would recommend, as I heard from my Raveim, that it should not be something that you do consistently and constantly. If it's a one-time thing, and I will admit this, usually once a summer, the last few summers that I'm in America, so I have to get a haircut, right? I get a haircut right before I leave for the summer, but I'm there for almost 2 months. So what do? So in the middle of the summer, right after, usually, obviously, Tisha B'Av, or right before the 3 weeks, you have to get a haircut. So what I tried to do in the past, in upstate New York, where I am in Camp Misora, there is no place to go. There's a Walmart. The Walmart has all women hairstylists, if you will. And there's even I once went into a quote-unquote barbershop. There were also all women there. So I went to Teaneck. Everybody knows Chubby's. And I told me get there early. I was out in the early minion to get there as they opened at 8 o'clock.
and there were two women there as well. So I don't think that that's such an iser. Person has no choice, shasat chak, but to have the same person cutting your hair, the same woman, that's probably not something a person should do. You should avoid that. Again, the same concept of derech chiba could lead to something that you talk and you have a little bit more of a personal relationship, that I feel would be inappropriate. Certainly, massage therapists, which better yet, better well known as a massage, a masseuse, that's very, very close encounters and should never, ever be a woman. A physical therapist, I don't see why that should be an issue. My wife's a physical therapist, and I definitely prefer her not to work on any of my friends, but that's just stupidity on my part. The truth be told, this is something that is professional in its nature. It doesn't have to have the name doctor on it, and I think that that would apply the same way. So back to the tshuva I was about to quote in Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer Chelek Bei Simon Yodalad, a very important tshuva when we discuss this. And this tshuva was, Rav Moshe was asked, the halacha was follows, B'davar halicha b'sabvei u'babus b'zman hoichim b'nei adam l'avodoso. I don't know if you remember this far back, but back in the day, New York City didn't look like a ghost town, and people were back and forth all the time. And during rush hour, and I've experienced this rush hour on the E train or the A train, there literally was hundreds of people cramming in, and it would be almost impossible for a person not to have to inadvertently but casually touch a person of the opposite gender. So this person asked, maybe I shouldn't go during those times. I might lose my job. I have to come in every day at 10 o'clock. What should I do? So what's the problem here was? So B'nai Adam Ochem La'avdosam V'dinim Tzayim Sham Anoshim V'noshim Doichvim Zadzeh. I don't know if you ever saw the videos in Japan. They literally have people who are appointed to shove the people in so they can fit as many as they can into the subway cars or the train. Shekosha Meliza, right? How is it possible? You're obviously going to touch a woman. He named it Sad Hanagia V'dechifa B'noshim Leka Shum Iser. That's not called derech taiva v'chiba, even though you inadvertently touch them. Rav Moshe does not have a problem with this. Again, this is a much longer tshuva. I'm only quoting small pieces of the tshuva. V'chein iser negia be'arayas hu af leharambam sheshover shulav. As we just pointed out, he holds it's an iser min haTorah. The lo tikru daraisa. Dafka derech taiva is lashon. He takes this Rambam's lashon of derech taiva and says when it's not derech taiva, and one could be melamed zchus possibly. There are tshuvas like this. For example, the sheilos tshuvas b'nei banim, or of Hankin, right? That certain types of touching, for example, maybe even your great aunt, that's certainly not derech taiva, and you're doing it al tkibud av ein because your parents are there. There might be room to heter. Consult your local Orthodox rabbi. So he writes, and the kimifuresh mitvarav reish perik chafal me malacha yiralev mashma de below derech taiva leka af iser midrabanan shleker zeh. Now this is an interesting chiddush of Moshe, because one might assume that even though he uses the word derech taiva, that's the daraisa violation. But midrabanan, clearly a person would do it even with derech taiva. Moshe says no, that's not the kivan the Rambam is going, and that's mifuresh in the shach ki Moshe's defek be ishto nida. This is a famous machlekes over there in the Shach, where the Shach discusses, this is not the source of today's question, but we said this does apply by need as well. What happens if your wife is in need of medical attention? Not the kuach nefesh, of course, but she's needing medical attention. You happen to be a doctor, and would you be able to take her pulse? Would you be able to hear her heartbeat? All things you would have to touch her. The Shach allows it. The Shach allows it. Others do not. Ule Rama muter ba'ala gam b'makom sakana, b'deleka sakana, also le ba'ala sham sheik dafek. But the Rama would allow this if it's not b'makom sakana. Why? It's derech chiba always. Kishi nidasa, eino mitzad isa kriva deleka b'chol arayz, ela mitzad dina hakravot bein ba'ala ishto b'bein nidasa she'asa min derabana. The Rama's not saying it's a deraisa, but the Rama would say that this is usher to do. You couldn't check her pulse even in during this time. Why? Because we would be afraid, right? If you went again, take whatever it is. I think the same situation would apply. If right, heartbeat, whatever it is. So that's the iser that we're very careful with when it comes to a husband and wife. Dominic Pashut Shero from Yisraelim Mashvim Defek Shel Isha Afilu Eishes Ish Onachris. Doctors touch all the time women. Certainly gynecologists, where it clearly is in places that are normally quite inappropriate to touch. V'imhaya isik priva below derech taiva af rachma derabanan hi yasser lahem shlo b'makam sakana af shemitzena dvarim asir rabanan v'hetiru b'makam choli af below sakana. Right? He's being a doctor. He's being merapeher. Even if it's a stam, a regular exam, it's to make sure that she's well, and therefore it would be mutter. It's true, he writes, that the Torah Hashlomim Docha Divrei Hashach de la Rambam de Oser Midaraisa Kol Shenene Medigias Bekir Basar Be'efshar de Oser Lamshik Lo Defek Bekir Vadavar Below Isser Doraisa Umasha Roifin Mishamshim Defek Shel Eishes Is Fenachris He Mishum De Ein Libo Gasbi Ishtar Acheres. But if it's someone that she knows that could be an Isser, and we've mentioned this before, as Rav Moshe will end the Tshuva, Rav Moshe says, if you know that this woman, you have thoughts about her, right? That definitely would be also, even if you're a doctor and it happens to be, you have gospel, you went out with her in high school, you probably should not be the doctor if you have thoughts that are not appropriate. You probably shouldn't. You shouldn't. So he says that, it's almost funny, when it comes to your wife and you're on the subway, if your wife works with you, so yeah, there you have to be very careful not to casually touch her while she's in Ida. Because we have a very close relationship. Ein liba gospel yoter mizu. And therefore, during Nidasa, if you're casually touching her, we're nervous. But for another woman on a subway, of course, you should be careful, but that wouldn't be aser. She should make sure it's not that. You should try to move away from tell his wife, you know, we shouldn't be so close to each other during the subway ride. He actually could be close to other women. Obviously, it shouldn't be derech taiva. And here's an important point he writes. And he says, but however, if there is a gospel relationship there, it would clearly be usher. Furthermore, Shezra Moshe, im yadua shehu yavo lidei hirar, if he's he's an 18-year-old kid. He's 16, and he's really mamish thinking about it, so he can't take the subway. He can't go on this bus. The murchach leilech alzeh labadoso ein laaser. He can't say that this is aser. It's a taiva, but most people don't have this type of taiva, and therefore Rav Moshe, in this case, would allow it. And this is an important, very important tshuva of Moshe, because we would think that this is something that is quite usher, but here Rav Moshe quotes the Rambam and says, even in the Doraisa case of the Rambam, he's not talking this, because there's no derech taiva here, and it would be mutter, even if it's casual. So we could apply this in work situations clearly. Again, when there is even a suffix choli, we're talking only about doctors, touching would be allowed. There, Rav Moshe dismisses that there would be any question over here. But even in a case, one could argue as well, of a casual touch. Again, let's say he's a clerk in a supermarket, and he's going to have to hand the money here. In Ramat Beit Shemesh, it's famous that the cashiers plop the money down on the floor not to touch you. That's a chumra ba'alma. So if he knew, not on purpose, but there was a casual touch, there's no isser, there's going to be no problem with that. Again, unless he's got some sort of derech taiva problem. So this would come to the question then about the musical chairs question, I call it. El Al and other airlines where you have chassidim and charedim that are standing and don't want to sit next to a woman. So I will be very honest, I don't want to sit next to a woman on a plane either. I think that is something that we should try to avoid. When a person is that long on a trip, especially going to Eretz Yisrael, 12 hours on a plane, shouldn't next sex to a woman, because mainly you're going to start a conversation. It's the nice thing to do, especially if you know the person, it's not your wife. I think it's a bad idea. So if it's possible, of course you shouldn't sit next to a woman. No poisek is going to tell you that if it's possible to do that. So that's for sure. But to make a host think about it, so on one hand, Rav Moshe says it's going to be casual touching. How can you even say there's going to be an issue?
But on the other hand, I would point out that there is a reason why they are machmir like this. Just like the Minchas Chinuch writes, we quoted the Chinuch before, but of course Rav Abad, who we do know his name, who did the amazing encyclopedic work on the Chinuch itself. So he does quote that there is a concept, of course, as Minhag HaMakom, as we know. We know this by the laws coming up of Pesach, when we know that on Pesach we have the Minhag of doing Malacha on Erev Pesach, those that are Noheg, those that are not Noheg. Minhag is a very, very strong thing in certain Mekoimos, right? Certainly the Sephardic Jews now are allowed to have Kitnios. I'm doing some of my first shopping for Pesach. I've never had to make Pesach before. And you have to be so careful to make sure that's not my minhag. Minhag's very strong. But it could be that there is a minhag amakom in certain communities, and we know this by the Haredi communities, that they don't hand money one to another, even though it might be mutter. They don't call each other by first names. And there could be in the establishment minhag amakom. This Minchas Chinuch, I believe, points us out by the Isser B'chosei Lo Seilecho, about wearing clothes, the clothes that they wear. And he wasn't certainly explaining the minhag of Charedim, of Chasidim, but they wear their black and white clothes, for example, is because they want to wear the last door's clothes. People say, they're wearing a strimal. The strimal's from nobility of the 1600s, but that's okay, because everybody knows that they're moved on, they're different. So they're allowed to have a gedarim that they establish. I think that's a wonderful thing that has to be done, but covered. I've told the story in my previous shurim. I had the schus more than once to see great Kiddush Hashems sitting next to or close to a Haredi person, where they didn't say anything, and they politely asked if it's possible, and almost 9 times out of 10, at least every time I've sat next to them, they've been able to adjust it, right? In a case where I'm on one side, now there's a middle seat, and a woman sits down, they've usually always tried to accommodate that situation. I do want to point out that there is a beautiful on Ohalei Yaakov, a great story. The famous posuk of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach once had to sit next, had a woman sit next to him on the bus. This was the bus he took regularly to Beit Vagan. He regularly sat behind the bus driver. People knew Rav Shlomo Zalman and avoided sitting in the seat next to him out of respect for the rabbi, even men. So no shilas, this is his time. In this instance, the bus driver didn't notice it until too late. He motioned, looked at Rav Shlomo Zalman, couldn't believe that this woman, who had no idea who Rav Shlomo Zalman was. Rav Shlomo Zalman caught the eye of the bus driver and said, "Don't do anything. Continue driving." A few stops later, Rav Shlomo Zalman got off the bus, but he did not reach his destination. Upon questioning him by his students of why, students who took interest in this great occurrence that he got off earlier but didn't get off right away, he did get up right away, he said he did not feel comfortable sitting next to a woman, even though it is permitted from the letter of the law, and on the other hand, he did not want to embarrass the woman and possibly cause her to dislike from people. He thus decided to get off the bus a few stops later, so it didn't look like, right? It was inconspicuous, and he did not embarrass her. So we see that this is not midini halacha. In general, if that's the way it wants to be established, matoy v'manayim. Again, I'm very much for that. But mitzad halacha, a person can't say that this is the halacha, black and white, Yahrig v'aliyavar, certainly not. Yes, Rav Moshe Shterbach in that tshuva that I quoted based on the Chazon Ish says that this is Abizrael de Yahrig v'aliyavar for shaking hands. Clearly it could lead to that. Again, I agree that it's not the best thing, and we have to try to avoid it in all types of situations. And even though you might embarrass the masseuse because you ordered a male masseuse and they said, he didn't come in today, so can you use the woman? I'm sorry, that's not something I could do. It's a one-time thing. No, that's something that we're not going to allow. Again, and the same thing applies in work situations. When you have a work situation, a woman, I think I've told the story more than once, about a Talmud of mine who was interning, and there was a woman that every day, she would give him like a little brief massage. Oh, help you feeling well. He says, "What should I do? I don't want to embarrass her." I said, "You have to. You have to say, I'm sorry, I'm Orthodox, I don't do this." It's much easier when you're married, you say, just my wife is the only one that's allowed to touch. We have a pact. We don't. But that's what a person should do. So these are some of the halachas that stem from all these asurim of, we said yichud, we discussed handshake, and now just the general chuching halachas, Mirtz Hashem. With that, we can make a siyum on this part, and Mirtz Hashem will go to our next year and do some fun stuff in other areas of Bimas Halacha.